All right, good evening. So last time we, I think we finished with the Piskei Tshuva on the bottom of, on the first page of Shulchan Aruch. There's Ksav Sofer about whether you can use dollar bills or not. He suggests that maybe specifically for Pidyon HaBen you would not be able to, was even though normally it's Shava Kesef, it's only Shava Kesef because the government puts their imprimatur on it. But when it comes to Pinyon HaBen, so Pinyon HaBen is not necessarily subject to the government rules, it's subject to Hashem's rules, and according to Hashem's rules, it might be considered to be Shava Kesef, or perhaps, or a Shtar, right? A Shtar indicating Kesef, and therefore maybe it is no good. So the issue of Shtaros is also a pretty prominent one when it comes to Pinyon HaBen, so that we pick up with in Dalet. So on page 1, I believe, of the source sheet, so Dalet, the Torah writes, Vim kasav lekohen shtar chov al atzmo v'chamisha salayim b'shvil pidyon b'no chayiv litno lo b'afilu hachi ein b'no padoi. So a person writes to a kohen, here's a shtar, meaning everyone gets together on day 30, and the caterer is there and everything, and he forgot the coins. So he says, alright, here's a shtar that I owe you 5 coins. So if he writes the shtar and gives it to the kohen, he's chayiv to give him the 5 coins at a later date. V'afilu hachi ein b'no padoi. And even so, his son is not poda. It's a little bit unclear what that means, that his son is not poda. Does it mean he's not poda until he gives the coins? Or does it mean he's not poda ever? So it seems that is quoted here by the Torah. It says Lashon Halachas Gedolos Kasav LeKohen Shechayev Litin Lo Chamishim Solayim Chayev Litin Lo Chamisha Solayim Aval Ein Beno Padoi Ad Sheyomer Lo Heilech BePidyon Bnei. Right, but he is not the Bahag seems to say that he is Chayev to give him the 5 coins, but his son is not going to be Poda until he says, you know, here this is the Pidyon for my son. So there is a caveat there. But then he adds, but the Rush doesn't write that. What do you mean the Rush didn't write that? It sounds like the Rush doesn't write that at all. And he just says that the kid is not Poda, meaning that it's very nice that the coin says, look, it's very nice that you gave me this this star that you owe me 5 coins, but you still are going to owe me an additional 5 coins in order to take care of the Pidyon HaBen. It has nothing to do with the Pidyon HaBen.
So there's no point in giving the star.
Right. Well, it may be good for the pictures. But the question is, why not? Meaning it is of value, it's an IOU worth, worth $5 or worth 5 coins. So the Beis Yosef here says, where do you get this from? So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah itself says, Kasav Kohen, right, Shu Chayav Lo Heisalayim, Chayav Lithin Lo Uveno, in Padoi, right, he's Chayav to give him the 5 coins, and the son is not Poda, Lefichach Im Ratza Kohen Lithin Lo Matana Rishai. So therefore, with regards to that money, meaning if the Kohen says, you know, alright, I got you, but, because I'm such a nice guy, I'm trying to reclaim the perception that Kohanim are going after money all the time. So I'll be a nice guy. I'll give you the 5 coins back. So he says, yeah, that's okay. You could be mocha on those 5 coins, but again, you still have to deal with the Pinyon HaBen issue, right? Upeirish Rashi, right? Kasav leKohen shehu chayav litin lochamei shalayim mishum pinyon eino b'no eino padoi kedarma gemar shema yomru podin b'shtaros. So here's the issue. Rashi jumps in and says, why does it not work? Meaning it seems like it should work. You're giving the guy a shtar representative of the 5 coins. So Rashi there explains, because we don't want people saying that you can be poda b'shtaros. What do you mean? What does it mean by poda b'shtaros? What are we actually nervous about? So if we look at the Hagos Varos on the bottom, so it quotes the Gemara a little bit more at length. It says, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah b'no padoi l'chashiyitin, that really he's poda when you give it over. My time en b'no padoi, gezeir shem yomru podin b'shtar. Umavur shem b'no padoi mea Torah rakashiyitin, aval b'nesina seshtar bilvad ein haben panoi. Right, that you have to give the money, but when you just give a shtar, it's not poda. V'tam lezeh kasa b'ksos ayin sham ma shahar. Right, the Gemara, the ksos, there is a long issue with regards to shtaros. But it sounds like, what's the issue? Why are we so nervous about that they're going to be poda b'shtar? So it sounds like the fear is that you're going to use a shtar that has nothing to do with money. Right, when you say isha niknis b'kesef b'shtar u'v'biyah, right, a woman could have kedushin can take effect when whether you with kesef shtar or bia, so bia is a different category, obviously, but kesef is you give her something worth at least a pruta. What's a shtar? So if the shtar is worth a pruta, so then that's the same as kesef, right? That's the same as giving her a ring. So that's not what it means. It means that you give her a shtar saying, Hareyach mikudeshas libish shtar zu. I'm hereby being mekadeshu with this shtar, regardless of how much the shtar is worth. So that's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid people thinking that the pinyon aben is taking place via a shtar that has no value attached to it, as opposed to this. So lefichach, he continues, had amar chayv litan lo hei salayim, im ratza kohen litan malach zirim lo v'matan rishai, aval tekanta achrina leke. He says, but there wouldn't be another fix that you would be able to do with regards to that money, meaning you're going to have to make it up and give the money over. And give the money over separately, right? And that's, okay, fine. So that is this. Yeah.
Well,
fine. Yeah. Okay. We're good. So that is Sif Dalet. So if you take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch, I guess it's page 5. I think the whole thing is 4 pages of Tor and 3 pages of Shulchan Aruch, and one's a Shulchan Aruch from a separate section. So here the Shulchan Aruch says Sif Dalet, Kasav Lekohen Shehu Chayev Lo Chamisha Salayim, that you're Chayev 5 Salayim, Bishul Pidyum Beno, Chayev Litnam Lo Uveno Eino Padu. You're Chayev to give it over, and your son will not be Poda. Right? And as the Ramah, Amar Leko, actually, period. So we'll get to the Ramah in a second. So, but that is the din here. So, and the Shach adds in, where was that? Right, we know Eino Padoi. Why? Mishum Gezeir Shema Yomru Podim Shtar. So we just don't want them having anything to do with a shtar. Right? So therefore, right, so checks are out, and that perhaps is the idea that dollar bills are out, maybe, but that is the, that's it in here. Now the Ramah adds in, I'm not sure why he adds it in here, and it shows up in the Beis Yosef later on, and shows up in the Darkei Moshe later on, but since we're here, the Ramah adds in here a different halacha. He says, Amar LeKohen, if you say to a Kohen, Shenosino Liftos Espino, Aser Lachserbo. That if you say to a Kohen, you're going to be my Kohen for Pinyon Aben. I really appreciate all you've done for me, and you're going to be my Kohen. I want to be Mechabed you and give you money for the Pinyon Aben. So the Ramah says, once you've gone to a guy and assigned him, so you're not allowed to back down from it. You're sewn in. Miu im chazer, havi chazara. But if you were chozer, then you were chozer. And see earlier, simon reish samachay. So both the Taz and the Shach point out it's not reish samachay, that it's actually reish samach dalad. And what's reish samach dalad about? So we'll probably remember it from Hilchos Mila, right? So that's in Hilchos Mila where the same halacha, where the same halacha appears there. With regards to a moel. Once you've assigned a moel with the mitzvah of doing the milah, so you're not allowed to back out. So the pischei tshuva here on the bottom adds in that not only if you told him, but he quotes the Chassam Sofer as adding in, Sham d'matanos kahuna, when it comes to the gifts of the kahuna, kivan sha'amar, once you say it, afilu shalobafanav, even if you said it not in front of him, shirotza litein l'poni eno yachol achzer, you're not able to back out from it, dahave matana muetas, because it's already like a matana at that point. Right, and kevin she'ein lo bo ela tova sana, and that's what you have at that point. I mean, you have the ability just to choose which coin it is. You've already given it to somebody, so you're not allowed to back down from it. Ayin sham at that point. Okay, so before you pick your coin, right, if all of a sudden another coin shows up that you never expected to show up, your Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael appears who's a coin, and oh, I wanted him to be the coin. Nope, once you've assigned somebody, so you've assigned somebody. Now, it's not quite so simple. In Hilchos Mila, there were a couple of exceptions there that were made. I think one of the Pesukei Tshuva there, I didn't put it in the Makoros, but the Pesukei Tshuva there points out that if it's obvious why you would have chosen the other person, I mean, what's the concern? The concern is two concerns. One is having to do with the expense that the person put in, meaning they in that case it's a moel, the moel shows up from another city, and he already, you know, he already had to wake up early in the morning, or he gave up on doing a different bris, or something like that, and then you back down and give it to somebody else, so that's obviously a problem. And the second issue is that are you being motzei laz against him? Are you, by you backing down from him, have you now, like, declared that this guy is no good, right? And therefore it's a problem, and that's the problem. So there the Pesukei Tshuva points out, I think from Chassam Sofer as well, that if you can negate both of those issues, meaning the you're able to get to the moel in time, said it's not considered a loss of his money, and you're able, and somebody, and it's clear why you would be choosing this person over the other person, right? He's clearly a bigger tzaddik. He's clearly somebody who's somehow connected to you in a stronger way. So Sam Sofer says, in that case, it would be okay. Okay, so that is Sif Dalet. Okay, so now back to the Torah Beis Yosef for Sif Hey. So in Sif Hey, here he says, the Torah just has one line, and you see the Beis Yosef expands on it, and we've already alluded to this because of a specific detail of this Gemara. But the Torah says that if you give an object worth 5 salayim and the Kohen takes it, the son is padui, even if it's not worth that much. Right? So it's clearly you're here for pidyon haben, and here I'm hereby giving you my pen as a for pidyon haben, right? And he takes it. So this pen is not worth the 5 salayim, but yet at that point maybe it is, or maybe he accepts it. You know, he said, you know what, I'll take that. It's for some reason that's worth it to me, so therefore it would be okay. Now the truth is, with this pen, this is my highlight of the week last Shabbos, the Shabbos table. I actually finished the pen last week. This is a had this, actually, congregation Beth Hamed showed up in the mail or something, and I was writing, and all of a sudden it stopped, and just take a look at that. I opened it up, and lo and behold.
I've never seen that.
I don't think I've ever seen it before myself. This was quite a exciting day.
So have it, 5 slime is not the 5 silver coins is not ma'akev, you say.
No, giving 5 coins on Maccabi. It needs to be the value of the 5 coins. And and certainly if it's worth more than that, then that's certainly okay. So I remember when Tani Cohen was the Cohen for Shua. So I remember at an earlier point of saying like that, what am I going to do with 5 silver coins? I'd much rather like a set of svarim or something. So kachavas. So that's what I said. Oh, good. I took mental note and I bought him a set of svarim. But I think Chava would not like. What, you're not going to give coins? You're just going to give him a set of books. So so I think we gave him the coins, and then actually the truth is we forgot the coins in Riverdale, I think, and then we got coins for someone else. But I gave him the coins, and then I gave him the svarim in exchange to get the coins back to give to whoever it was. But we'll talk about the coin returning it in a moment. So I think it's the next sif. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Torah says, that if it has to be worth that amount, if it's not worth that amount, the coin accepts that amount, it sounds like from the Torah that that's okay. So where is this coming from? So this is the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, where the Gemara says, Ahu gaver da aktish bishi roi rabba, that there was a guy who was maktish, makadish, a woman, with like a shiroi, a big coat, cloak or something. So Amar lo tzrichi shuma, Rav Yosef Amar, lo tzrichi shuma, it doesn't require to be estimated. Again, and by the way, right, with Kedusha Isha, it's a much smaller amount of money that we're worried about. But still, the Machlokas, the Gemara has a Machlokas whether you're required to estimate. If you show up and you give it to her and say, hi, here's a blanket, or here's a sheet, and she says, okay, great, so is that considered good enough? Or are we concerned that maybe she thought it was more valuable than it actually is? So Amar Rav Yosef, right, Mina Amina, so the Tanya Egel Zeh Lepidyon B'ni, so Talis Du Lepidyon B'ni, so he says we learn out that halacha in Kedushin from Pidyon Aben. Plus you have a brisa where it says that you say hereby this Talis is for the Pidyon, or this calf is for the Pidyon. So the brisa says Lo Amar Klum, you haven't said anything. Or Egel Zeh Behe Salayim Lepidyon B'ni, Talis Du Behe Salayim, so Lepidyon B'ni B'no Padu. But if you acknowledge, if you say this is hereby worth 5 Salayim, so then it works, right? Everybody agrees that it's worth at least 5 salayim, and therefore, so hechidami. So what do we say there? Ilem de lo shavi kol kamin. If it's not worth that mouth, so elalav afagav de shavi. So it's not that it's worth. We're concerned that it's worth less than a pruta. It's that no, even so, even it is worth that amount. Since you don't know how much it is, so maybe it's no good. So Gemara then says, no, lo, liolim de lo shavi, it's not worth that much. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. It's actually talking about where it is worth less than that amount. But the Kohen took it anyways. Why? So ki hadar of kahana, shakil sudra mepidyon haben, amar le lidi chazili he salayim. Right? Was Rav Kahana took a this sudra took this handkerchief or something for Pidyuna Ben, he said, for me, it's worth 5 salayim. Right, and that's where the Gemara, that's where Tosfos says, hey, wait a second, we have Rav Kahana going on record in another Gemara that Rav Kahana wasn't actually a Kohen, right? So this is the Gemara that opens the door that potentially the wife of a Kohen can accept the, sorry, a daughter of a Kohen, a Kohenes, is able to accept it as well. That was this Gemara. But the actual discussion there is about the Gemara says that he said he took it, even though, because it was worth 5 salayim to him. The Rav Ashi says, Lo amar el kagon Rav Kahana, the gavar rabahu kolomer velo azal begilo yarosh. We buy le sudra reshe, aval kuli amalo. He says, yeah, but that's for Rav Ashi. Because Rav Ashi, he's an important person, and he obviously can't walk in the streets without one of these cloaks. Ki hadam ar bar Rav Ashi, zavan sudra mi'imi deravam, mikutsi shavi beiz, biyud beiz, viasikta vihilchas ashirai, lo tzvi chashuma. And we have paskin actually at the end of the Gemara that it doesn't require actually an estimation. Which is why, right? Otherwise, every chassan would have to, show up for his chuppah and present the ring. And besides present the ring, he might also have to pull out a form that is signed off on by the ring seller, an appraiser, saying how much it's actually worth. Right? So we're not makbid on the form. We're only makbid on the ring. But the question then is: this is a machlokas we've shown him here. He says, wait a second, who does it have to be worth 5 salayim to? Does it have to be worth 5 salayim? So the Ran says it has to be worth 5 salayim to him, meaning Rav Kahana specifically needs it, meaning the Kohen, to that Kohen, it needs to be worth 5 salayim to him, right? So it sounds like if he's a baseball card collector and you, oh, look at that, I have this rookie baseball card that you always wanted, right? So what is the actual value of the baseball card? So the actual value is 10, 20 cents, or whatever, 5 cents. I don't know, it's not worth anything. But, and the truth is, to most people, they're not going to pay for it either, right? It happens to be to that coin, it is valuable, so therefore, that's what's going to, therefore, it works. That's what the Ran holds. However, the Beis Yosef continues on and says, he says, I think, no, the Savar HaRambam, the Cholshu Shavahe Salayim, Lushum Adam. Not doesn't have to be worth 5 salayim to that coin. It has to be worth 5 salayim to somebody, right? Ava bishul the coin has ainu shavahe salayim. He's still able to accept it as 5 salayim. Meaning, as long as you can justify and say that it might be worth it's worth 5 salayim to somebody in the world, the coin could say, "Fine, I'll take that for the pidyon haben."
That's a big
cooler. What?
That's a big cooler.
That would be a big cooler. Yeah. Right, so so if you go to the Shulchan Aruch, so Shulchan Aruch here, So the Shulchan Aruch here says in Sifhei, Nasan lo kli she'enu shava b'shuk chamisha salayim. You give him something that's not worth 5 salayim, and he takes it. Right, you take like a beer at a baseball game, right? It's worth $1.50 if you buy it in the store, and it's worth $9 or $14 if you buy it in a stadium. So still, v'kiblu akoyim b'chamisha sulaim harei b'no padoi, right? So the child is poda. V'hu sheyishve chamishim sulaim l'shum adam. So long as it is worth 5 sulaim to anyone. Right, so that is so here he seems to be following the position of the position of the Rambam. Now, I actually didn't prepare that. Okay, fine. So that is Sif-Hei. However, Sif-Vav, Nasan lo kli b'pidyon b'no stam, if he just gave it to him stam, he didn't say anything about it being worth 5. If it is worth 5, even if he never got it appraised, still that's going to work. And then the Ramah continues on and says, v'imeinu shava, if it's not worth that, it's not the kid's not poda. V'im ha-kohen rotze lahachsik b'kli, ein tzarech lahachsir lo, v'hu yashim lo ad he-salayim. However, the Ramah says, the guy says, all right, fine, so give it back. I'll go find something that's more expensive. The coin says, no, I'm not giving it to you back. You gave it to me, right? I have it now. So that's how the Ma'aril Paskin says. He's actually allowed to keep it. He still needs to pay another, at least get up to five Sulayim with regards to the pidyon of the son. Okay, so that is Sif Vav. Alright, Sif Zion is also Sif Zion, it seems at first glance, like, what is this? But actually, it's an interesting attachment to it. So the tour in Sif Zion, so this is, I guess, page 3 in the source sheets, he says, even if you give the 5 Salayim even to 10 Kohanim, right? So you have trouble deciding who the Kohen is going to be for the Pinyon of Ben, right? It happens to be both Edom at my wedding were Kohanim. So like, oh, which one's going to be, Pinyon, right? So let's say you say, all right, you know what? I want to honor everybody with being a Pinyon of Ben. So you say, here's 5 Salayim, all 10 Kohanim, here's the 5 Salayim, you know, divide it up amongst yourselves, I'm out of here, right? So is that okay? So the Torah says, yeah, right? Afilu asar Kohanim, bein bevas achas, bein bezachar zeh, beno padoi. Whether you give it to them at one time, you just put it in the middle and run away, or you give a little bit to each, still, that is going to work for Pidyon HaBen, and it's a Befeirish Braisa that appears in Meseches Bechoros. So, back in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif, now page, 5, I guess, so here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, also, it seems pretty simple. Nasan hei salayim afilu asar kohanim, beim vasachas, beim vizachar zeh, beno padoi. So that works for the Pinyon HaBen. Right, so that seems like a pretty good idea. Right, you could be honor a lot more Kohanim that way. So, and especially after we saw the Chassam Sofer talk about that, it's really a mitzvah, and the Kohen wants to be involved, and all that kind of stuff. So great. So let's give it out to a bunch of Kohanim. So the Piskei Tshuva on the bottom says, "Whoa, not so fast, not so fast." He says, "Beno padoi." He says, "Ayin b'chachmas adam klal kuf nun din bei." He says, "See the chachmas adam." He says, "The af milashon ha-gemarva poiskim shekasfu yatsa." Even though the Gemara itself says that you're yotze, mashva de lechatchila lo yasa kein lo yasa kein nira. He says, "It appears to me that lechatchila you shouldn't do it." He says, "Yeah, you'd be yotze if you divide it up amongst a bunch of kohanim, but I don't think you're going to be yotze. Why? The lav dafkahu, right?" The lav dafkahu, right? The lo yehe ella sharma tanos kuhuna. He says, plus it could be that maybe that would only be by other matanos of kuhuna. So what's that talking about? So we'll get to that in a second. He says, because of od, shadas haprisha b'shem marshal, the lekohen echad tzarech litim b'vasacha, so you really should give it to a kohen himself. Now, why? So it's still a little bit unclear. But then he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. Now, again, Chassam Sofer, as usual, is in brackets over here because he didn't have it for his first edition. But here he quotes the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Va'ayin b'tshuva Chassam Sofer, right? Shekasav v'nir li be'ein yachol l'chachila l'chalik heisalayim l'beis kohanim." Right? Why l'chachila should we not do this? He says, "D'chol shenasna bo Torah shir imachalko havalei chatsi shir." Right, because any time that the Torah gives a shear, if you divide it up, it's a chatzi shear. You're now doing less than the shear. And he says, even though you could join it together, still the mitzvah min hamufchar is that everybody should have a shear. Or give at least that amount at one time to somebody. He says, period. So that's the Chassam Sofer's thing. The Chassam Sofer says, what's the shear that you need to give? So the shear is 5 Salayim. So now if you're going to say, okay, I'm giving the 5 Salayim to do different Kohanim, so now you are essentially giving half the shear to each Kohen, right? And that is only good b'dieved, it's not good l'chadchila. Now, it's interesting, the term...
Maybe I misunderstood, but I thought at one point you said he was giving 5 salim to each of 10 Kohanim.
No. Well, it's not 5 to 10. That obviously would be okay. No, it's that he gives it to one after, you know, he gives a half a salah to 10 Kohanim in a row.
Huh.
Okay, or 10 Kohanim that are all present. Right? Even if you put 5 Salim down, and so that's still going to be a problem. So Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. So the Chassam Sofer says, Chachmas Adam really starts it off by saying, not a good idea. right? Because it's chatzi shir. Now, the term chatzi shir is usually only used be'isser, right? Chatzi shir is usually, classically, is talked about on Yom Kippur, right? Not only are you prohibited to eat a kezayis, you even prohibited, or a kebetza, you even prohibited to eat half of kebetza. Why? Because chatzi shir aser min haTorah, right? Here, it's using chatzi shir the other way. It's saying that if you didn't have the full shir per person, you're not yotze the mitzvah. It occurred to me just now, it is similar to the dividing up Kiddush after Kiddush on Friday night, right? So even if you're going to take from the cup and pour for other people at the table, so you're going to pour a little bit for each person, somebody at least, maybe not even the person making Kiddush, but somebody needs to have a shear. Somebody needs to have the full amount to be yotze in that way. At least that seems to be what he says here. Now the Pischi Tshuva concludes by saying, he says, "V'lo yadati." Pischi Tshuva adds, and this is, I think, himself speaking. He says, "V'lo yadati mayane." I'm not sure what to answer though with regards to Simon Samach Aleph Hanal. The mevor de ein kpeda rak bichtei nesina v'lo b'hashir. That there the kpeda is not about the shir. The kpeda is about that you give each one a nice amount. So what is that talking about? So what is Simen Samach Aleph? So Simen Samach Aleph is the Simen dealing with the Matnos Kahuna that are still halachic, that are still required in theory Bizman Hazat. So this is page 7 in the source sheets. I put this page down. So Simen Samach Aleph is the Din Matnos Zro L'Chayayim V'Keva. Giving it to the Kohen. That you give the stomach, the arm, and the maw, right? That those are supposed to be given to the Kohen. It's pasuk in the Torah, and l'chora it's still applicable b'zman hazeh, right? So this is still halacha today. This is not a kudshim type thing. It's not like this food becomes kodesh by giving it to the Kohen. It's a din in matnos kahuna. It's a gift that goes to the Kohen, and it doesn't become kodesh. In fact, as soon as the Kohen gets it, he's allowed to distribute it. So I think I mentioned last time we alluded to this that my brother-in-law, Danny Kaplan, who's a Kohen, has suggested that maybe he would figure out a way to collect all of these matnos kahuna, right, and open a bed and breakfast someplace where he'd be able to have cheap meat to be able to he'll get all the meat for free and he'll be able to sell it right to everyone. So that is the halacha, and this is practically not really done bizman hazeh, and nobody really has a good answer as to why it's not done bizman hazeh. There's a whole there's like an organization of kohanim that are like all into this, that we got to reclaim this and we should start doing it. But practically, it's not done. I mean, how do you know it's not done? Because if you go to the store, right, you'll see these pieces of meat are available for purchase, right? They shouldn't be available for purchase if they're going to be given to the Kohen. Unless maybe it's not owned by a Jew. I'm not sure how that works. But anyways, so the Shulchan Aruch here says, Lo yachloku siftes. So Simon Samachal of siftes. He says, Lo yachalkim lahar be'kohanim shetzarech latet l'chol echad davar chashuv k'dei nesina. Right, he says you shouldn't divide it up amongst a lot of kohanim, because you really need to give each one a kedei nesina. Elanosein zeroa leechad, the keva leechad, ulchayayim leshnayim. So rather give the arm to one, and the keva is the stomach to another, and ulchayayim is that's the moa, I guess. What?
Sheets.
The what?
Sheets.
The sheets.
C H E E K.
Cheeks. Oh, cheeks. Yeah, yeah, right. The cheeks, the more, right. Right, so that would go to two of them. And if it's a big shore, so then you can even divide some of those other pieces into small. So what's the question that the Pisgei Tshuva is asking? He's like wondering, hey, wait a second, why is it that by the Birchas, by Pidyon HaBen, we say you're not supposed to divide it up, because then it's going to be a chatzi shir to each Kohen. But here, it's no problem. Here, you can divide it up amongst the Kohanim, so long as each one gets a chaticha ruya l'hischabed. As long as each one gets a decent sized piece, so that's already that's okay. So Pisgei Tshuva doesn't answer this question. I don't know enough about Hilchos Matnos Kahuna to say anything definitive, but it seems like it's a different halacha, right? It seems like the halacha is that these pieces need to go to Kohanim, and they need to get a davar chashuv, as opposed to Pidyon HaBen, right? The shear is not the mitzvah is not to give a these three pieces, right? The mitzvah is to, well, eventually to give them all out, but that's not, like, it's a different shear. It's a different, it just seems like you're dealing with a different issue. With Pidyon HaBen, there's a monetary amount that you have to get to, right? And that has to be given out. Here, meaning, here if the, if you had these three pieces of meat, and all of a sudden a dog comes along and runs away with the cheek, right? Runs away with the maw. So are we going to say that don't bother giving the other two, because you're not Yotze? I don't think so, right? You give away the other two, you give away whatever you have, right? That's a different halacha than by these Hay Salayim, by Pidyon HaBen, where if someone come along and take away one of the coins, so you're not going to say, oh, well, at least I'll give the coin these four, right? That doesn't work, right? So it seems like it's just a fundamentally different issue, and you should be able to be machalik in that along those lines. Okay? All right, and then one more sif here. Now, this leads to a pretty lumdisha discussion here, which I don't think we're going to get all the way too deep into, but in Shinhei Sif Ches, the tour here says, "V'tzarech sheyitneim lo b'matana gemura." You have to give a full-fledged gift, and if the Kohen then wants to give it back after he got it, rishai, he's allowed to. Umihu lo yehe ragel lahachzirim l'chol. He shouldn't like get used to giving it out to everybody. Shelo lahafsid l'shar akwanim. Because then he's going to be undermining the other Kohanim, right? So every Kohen wants the five Salaim. So if one of them whispers and says, psst, I'll take two and give you three back, right? I'll cut a better deal, right? So that's not a good idea. You're then undermining the other Kohanim. So that you shouldn't do. But you could, but everyone will give it to him and not to other Kohanim. But to poor people, then you could return it. And certainly, for this reason, you shouldn't receive on condition to return it. But if you did accept it as a matana amanas lahachzir, so then the pidyon would work. Okay, so that is what the tour says. So where is this coming from here? So also this Gemara in Maseches Bechoros, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, right? The Beis Yosef says Beperek Yish Bechor Tanya Natlu Vehechziru Lo Yatze. If you take and then you give back your Yotze, the Kachaya Min Hagel Shor Ritarfon Shaya Notel Machzir. Right, that's what Rav Ritarfon did. He would take and he would give it back. Rav Chanina Hava Rogil De Shakil Mahad. Also Rav Chanina, apparently he was a Kohen. He used to take it and give it back. So Chazilahu Gavra to have a Azil, but Asi Lakame. So he says one day, it sounds like Rav Chanina, he normally gave it back, so he took the money, and then he notices after the Suda, the father keeps like walking past him. You know, like da na 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 na, you know, like right, clearing his throat as he walks by. So the Rav Chanina is like, wait a second. He says, Lo gamarta viahafta, midam. Right, b'yeshavata hilchach ein bino padui. He says, "Hey, you're supposed to give it to me, fully understanding that I get it. Right, I have to get a full kinyan on it. If you gave it to me, assuming that you'll just come by in an hour or two and I'll give it back to you, so then that's a problem, and therefore ein bino padui, and therefore the child is not considered to be poda under these circumstances." Vim tomar, period. Okay, and it seems like not only is chasal zarash to amar le lom hadrinan lach im bino padoi. That sounds like both are true. He says, number one, I'm not giving it back to you, and number two, your child didn't have a pinyon aben anyways, right? Because you gave it to me, not having in mind that I should be able to keep it. So, I need extra. You need to do it again. So Vim Tomar, and if you say then, my shnomi matana manas lahachzir, he says, but wait a second, we do have this concept called a matana manas lahachzir. So this is most familiar, the matana manas lahachzir, right? A gift on condition if you give it back. So where is that most familiar to us? Where do we come to that cross out of us? What?
Lulav,
right. Right. Very good. So lulav on the first day of Yantif. That's where it comes up, a matana manas lahachzir. Although the truth is, it's not really where the sugi is more in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin about if you're Mekadesh a woman with a matana manas lahachzir. So there the Gemara says, it works, right? A matan manasa hachzir works. And what's the proof that the Gemara uses in Maseches Kedushin? What's the what is the paradigm that it uses to say that it works by a woman? So comes the Gemara there, learns it out from Pidyon HaBen, right? It says that by Pidyon HaBen a matan manasa hachzir works, so it should work here as well, right? V'kol shekein zesh. So, why is it different? Right, and certainly here, where it was only in his heart that he would get it back. I mean, I would say a matana manas lahachsir is worse. Right there, I'm hereby saying to you, I'm hereby giving you these coins on condition that you give it back to me. Right, as opposed to I'm hereby giving it to you, and then I'm like, you know, holding my things, like, you know, holding my hand out, like, am I going to get something? Right. So it seems like the matana manas lahachsir should be worse. To which the Beis Yosef says, nah, he says, V'yesh lomar, no. The Rebbe, Sherebi Chanina, lo ratza lischus el b'matana gemura, shelo lishaseis beris halevi. He says, no. Because when it comes to Rebbe Chanina, right, first of all, how could Rebbe Chanina do this? So Rebbe Chanina, he needed to make sure it was a clear matana. Why? Shelo lishaseis, that he won't be, he won't destroy the bris of the Levium. So what is the bris of the Levium? Joel, what is the bris of the Levium?
There is no bris. Oh no, there is a bris. There's no figure on it.
What is the bris of Levium? So the Gemara earlier in Bukhara says, Kedamrinu Perek Ad Kama, as we learn in Bukharos, HaKohanim V'Halevium HaMesayim Beves Hagranos Aleim Kasuv Omer Shchasam Bris Halevi. That the Gemara there says about Kohanim and Levim that are Misayim Beves Hagranos, that they hang out in the granaries, kind of like expecting that they'll be able to get a lot of the truma, right? They sort of like angle in order to get more. Right, so there the pasuk says you've shchasam bris halevi. That's what the Gemara says is an application of the pasuk in Malachi, that you have ignored the bris of the Levium. All right, so if there's ever, I wonder if that also applies to, like, you know, if a guy walks into shul the first time and sits down, so often the gabbai will go over to him and say, "Hi, you a kohen or a levi?" Right, so the guy, and he'll answer. Right, but what about if he walks into shul and right away he makes a beeline to the gabbai and says, "Just in case you're wondering, I'm a kohen. That's all I wanted to say." And then he walks away. Right, so is that considered to be appropriate? So it could be. I don't know, but it could be that would be an application here as well. That you shouldn't ask for it. You should wait to expect it. Or if you're you walk around the maternity wards looking for firstborn and say, you know, I happen to be a Kohen and I'll be in town in 30 days, right? Also, that would be inappropriate. So the Tema. So Gemara then says, so Beis Yossi says, so came the Rebbe Tarfon Rebbe Chanina Machzir B'chol Shad Nimsu Mashchi Simas Abris. So if Rebbe Tarfon Rebbe Chanina, they always do it, so then that should be a problem, right? Shiyaf Sidu Shar Kohanim, because people are going to now want to use him because they know they'll get the money back. Shulo Yitnu El Lahem Yifnei Shar Aglaim Lachzir. So Vyesh Lomar, he says, no. They didn't know at the time that they give it whether they would get it back or not. So therefore, they're called, but we're not going to call them Shechatam Bris Halevi, Umash Machzirin Lo Achar Kain. The fact that he gave it back to them afterwards, that was a gift that he was giving to them. Vegam Lo Hayu Machzirin B'chol Pam. And by the way, they wouldn't give it to him, they wouldn't do it all the time either. El Aniyim Dafka. Rather, they would specifically give it to the Aniyim, and that's what Tosfos writes as well. Okay, so that is the deal. Now, we never really explained why this is different than a matana manas lahachzir. So, don't have necessarily a great answer to that, but let's just see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So, in Shulchan Aruch here, it says, in Sif Ches, so page 6, if the kohen wants to return the pidyon, he can. But he shouldn't give it aval lo yitin hu lekohen al menashe yachzir. But you shouldn't find a kohen to give it to him on condition that he's going to give it back to you. Now the right says ayin beheriteva ayin betshuvas chsam sofer. The Piskei Tshuva writes at the bottom. I believe that's chsam sofer. I think he works on this issue. But anyways, v'im asa kain v'hichzir lo, and he gave it back to him. So Vidasa Kohen Haisa Mithila Shalola Kabbalah Manasa Haser, and the Kohen didn't have that in mind, meaning he accepted it, and the guy's like, hey, I thought I was supposed to get it back afterwards. So the Kohen says, oh, really? Alright, fine, here, take the money. So that's a problem. In Bino Padoi, Ashi Yigmar Belibo Vyitin Lo Matana Gemor, until you really work on it to say, I'm hereby giving a full gift. And if the Kohen wants to give it back afterwards, so then he's permitted to do so. And continues on the Shulchan. Oh, that's where it ends for you. But the Shulchan Aruch continues on and says, "Beloyei Kohen Rugel, you shouldn't normally do it. Rather, you should only give it to the Aniyim or people that specifically need it. And for this reason, V'chol Shekein Mishamizeh Hatam Loi Kamal Amanas Lahachser Mikol Makom. If you did do that and said it's Amanas Lahachser, it would work. Why is that? The Matana Amanas Lahachser Shma Matana. He says the Matana Amanas Lahachser is actually better. That actually is a gift. And as the Ramah, as long as you said that, right? Aval Yamar Lach Hey Salayim Umaksirim Li, and you'll give it back to me. That would be a Matana Be'im Beno Padoi in the child, and it would not be Poda on that case. What particularly potentially is the difference? So I did take a look in Rabbi Savolovsky has a sefer on Bechoros. So he has a couple of Amaseches Bechoros. The story goes that, I don't know if this is true or not, but the story goes that he got engaged, and his father-in-law said to him, you know, someone like you, you should have a sefer. You should have written a sefer by now. So he said, okay, fine. So he was learning Bechoros at the time, so he wrote a sefer on Maseches Bechoros. That's the way the story goes. But he has a chapter of Pinyon Aben Ayidei Matan Manas Lahachzir, where he suggests about two possibilities. One possibility, just simply, he quotes from the Rush, at least the Rush's opinion in Sukkah about how it works, is that it is a matana. It's a matana la'olam, but whoever receives it has to accept the condition that he needs, that his acceptance is only with giving it back. That's the way the Rush formulates it. So it's a little bit, like that, I guess, a roundabout way of getting to it, but somehow a matana manas lahachzir works. Maybe we'll get more into this another time. Matana manas lahachzir works, but a matana with a maybe I can have it back, right? So that would be that's considered to be inappropriate. And if you gave the money having in mind that that's what's going to be, so then you actually would not be yotzei the pidyon in that case. Interesting. Alright, I didn't notice this before. We'll have to do this for next week. It seems like the Piskei Tshuva quotes some that say that maybe nowadays you could have more of an emphasis on being on giving it back. That's interesting. Okay.
It's really worth it. We're talking about giving it back all the time. The 5 silver coins.
Yeah, how much is it worth? Yeah, it's not worth that much. I mean, nowadays it's not worth it. It's worth, not sure what the cheshbon is. It's like $20-something, I think, or depending on the price of silver at the time. It's whatever the value is. We'll have to figure out what it is. We'll take a stab at this Piskei Tshuva here. He says, "I'm a shelis yavitz shekasev that idna ishtani dina." That nowadays the halacha has changed. The masha amru shelo yehi a kohen rugel b'kachani mili b'kohanim yuchasim. When it says that kohanim shouldn't normally do that, that's talking about kohanim that have a full chazaka, right? But nowadays, but about the kohani chazaka, but if you have, but our kohanim that can't really trace their lineage, they just have a chazaka, right? You don't have the Piskei Tshuva anyways. Even though we pass in l'chumra, here we, when it comes to this halacha, maybe you have the more of a right to be made. All right, we'll save that for next time when we can look at it inside. Because I have heard of Kohanim nowadays, a lot, they're much more likely to give it back to you, and I was wondering if that's a violation of this din. All right, so we'll save the Piskei Tshuva, Mirsa Hashem, for next week. All right.
About $23 an ounce.
What?
Wow.
About 23 an ounce. A silver dollar is pretty close to an ounce.